Commission. Hello, this is Graham Thickens. On June 22nd, I'm in Menlo Park on a beautiful sunny day, and I stopped in to talk to my old friend Steve Larson, who is now CEO with PhoneTel. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, really good, Graham. Glad you could stop by.
Yeah, it was fun to stop in and see you on my little quick last-minute trip here to the Valley. I'm headed up to a conference in San Francisco tomorrow and the next day, the Cloud Conference up there, the GigaOm conference structure. But I wanted to stop and hear what the heck you're up to these days.
Well, I've been spending all my time with PhoneTel. PhoneTel is really an exciting company. And speaking of cloud, it's, you know, a lot of cloud. Having our stuff in the cloud is what allows us to do what we can do for smartphone users.
Sure. Well, tell us what it is.
Well, essentially, it's really, think of it as two things. The first thing is really directory, and the second is inbound call management. So, if you think that we essentially have three things, right? Up in the cloud, we have a very large database of phone numbers and people that you might want to contact. And we plug that into your existing smartphone dialer. So there's no need to remember, you know, what app do I need for that? You know, restaurant apps, you might want to use Yelp, or for plumbers, you might want to use YP.com, or, you know, you can find all of this now right inside your dialer. And the advantage we have by hooking your dialer up to us is, one, it's fast, and you're going to get the best result across all of those data sources because we cross-check them. So if you look at, we've got like Yellow Pages and Yelp, and then the White Pages and all the rest. By cross-checking the data, I mean that we look at, you know, for instance, one of the problems with Yellow Pages is when you buy a Yellow Page ad, you might have that ad for 3 years, right? So you went out of business after the first year. Yellow Pages will keep sending somebody to a boarded up business for two more years.
Sure.
Well, we look at, while we have the Yellow Page data, we look at how many, you know, how many Yelp posts have been there to that business in the last 6 months. Okay. You know, how many Foursquare check-ins have there been? So we start out with a better data set. And then the second thing that we do is that we rank all of those listings based on your location and then relevancy and context.
Okay,
so that we can get you absolutely the right results at any time when you're doing a dial.
Okay, so go back to talking about the dialer. You said my dialer. What is my dialer? I'm holding an iPhone.
It would be phone on an iPhone. Okay. It would be, you would say your phone, because that's where you go to dial numbers. The interesting thing is when you look on, now I'm using an Android here, but just for the heck of it, I'm going to show it to you. So you can't see this, unfortunately, people here. We'll hold it up to the microphone. I don't know if that'll help.
Yeah, right.
But Graham will describe what he sees on the screen, which is the standard dialer. It's a keypad, right, where you see the numbers 1 through 10.
Okay.
And that has, does it not, Graham, correct me if I'm wrong, a surprising resemblance to a 1970s Cira desk phone that you got from AT&T. It was black and it sat there. You lift the receiver and you put it. Now here it is, 2010.
Yep.
And we have this device.
That's your dialer.
And this is your dialer. And they have not improved this at all.
No one ever called it a dialer to me before, but yeah, I get it.
But here's what's magic about it is this little search box right here.
Oh. Okay.
So now if I type any number, let's try G R A E. No, I'm looking at the dialer on my phone.
But so, it said PhoneTel right on it.
Right, PhoneTel. But it's because it replaces on the Android, and you'll notice it has all of the Grahams.
Okay.
Did you notice that? And so we have Graham Thickens from my internal address book. We have Graham Dollar, which is from Yelp. We have Bing listings for Graham. We have Yelp listings. We connect your dialer to all of these. The other thing we're connecting your dialer to is your Gmail contacts. your LinkedIn contacts, your Salesforce.com contacts, your Facebook contacts, anywhere else you have people. Now, right from within this search box, you're connected to all of them.
Beautiful. So you've had this Android app for a while, but
we just launched the Android app at the end of May.
Okay.
In New York at the Disrupt conference.
When you did your coming out party. Okay.
That was the coming out party.
Okay.
So we launched it. There.
Cool.
And
the iPhone app is coming soon.
Coming soon. Now, the other thing we do is, let's try it, United Airlines. I'm using the voice capability that's in the Android.
Oh,
but look how fast that was.
I got to take a picture of this to put with my audio here. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here, let me get a close-up of that. Yeah, that's cool. Well, I'm getting some reflection on it a little bit. Yeah, there we go. Oh, this is so fun to do an unedited MP3 interview like this. While I'm at it, I'm going to shoot a picture of Steve so
people
can see him right in front of my funky. Oh, that's even better. Right in front of my funky little LS10. Yeah, that was good. My God, you take a good picture, my man.
All right, good.
Okay.
So how else could you use? So now I mean I can get anything else. But the other important is we want to know two things: who you're going to call.
Mm-hmm.
But who's calling you? So now I'm going to have you call me.
So it's like a caller ID. It's like caller ID on steroids.
Call me.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, let's just do this. For your, all of your listeners and fans around the world, let's do it. Call me at this number right here.
I can't even keep track. If I can get to my directory here we go.
That's where you put numbers into the phone. I guess you don't use that very often, Graham.
I've got to scroll and find your name here.
No. I want you to dial this.
Oh,
dial this number right here.
Oh, okay. I was just going to dial your...
No, I want you to dial...
the number I have for you?
No, this is not.
This is a phone.
This
is a special number.
This is my Android phone.
Okay.
Which is a different... You. It's a special phone. I have an iPhone too. So one of the things that happens when you're in meetings or having dinner with somebody or at a movie, people call you. And so now we get reverse call lookup.
And my Facebook picture comes up.
Right. And now let's decline the call because I'm busy. I don't want to talk to this guy.
Busy
but look
right
what
now.
Happens. Something comes up that says, look, I'm busy. You can call it because I'm not going to talk to you.
Okay.
But I have this option right here. And I can basically send an SMS, I get this little confirmation back that says that went out. So I can keep talking to you, and now my person on the other end gets a text message. And what does it say, Graham?
It says, "Hi, saw you called, but caught me at a bad time. Can I call you back later? Thanks." And then HTTP's get.phonetel.com. Cool.
There you go. A little viral. So now here you are, 3 or 4 or 5 times a day. People call you. You can't take the call with one touch, with one finger. You look down. Instantly, you see who's calling.
Yeah.
You make a decision. Do you want to take that call or not? And if you don't want to take the call, it sends them back a message. Now, in this case...
It saves a lot of phone tag.
Well, the other thing is, I took this one, if I look at my calendar, you will also see that, if I can find my calendar, right here, is it added a reminder to call Graham Thickens, blogger right here, and it added a reminder for me to call you, and your number's already there when I click on it, so I just have to click. So it makes it easier to return the calls that I said I was going to call.
So, this is really cool.
So this is what we do.
So tell me about your launch out at the Disrupt conference, and did that go well? And
phenomenal. If you go to, you were on our website earlier, go to Phonetel, and that's two L's, by the way, Graham, phonetell.com, and go to the Buzz section.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And the only thing that's missing there, what we really need is an article by the famous tech blogger, Graham Thickens.
There you go. I'll have it up there. I want it at the top, baby. No, I know where to go. Yeah, you got a lot of good coverage. CNET and Lifehacker, ZDNet. Yeah, well, I suppose New York was hopping with media folks for that event. Mobile Beat. Yeah, great.
So anyway, the response has been really well. We're had gone over 5,000 downloads. I think we're closer to 10,000 downloads now in the Android marketplace. You can go and look at our stats there if you want. So it's going really well.
Good. Good. Well, now tell us about your team and how the company's been funded to date and all that. Do you want?
Well, the company was founded by Wendell Brown and Adrian Venzel.
Who's an Aussie. I've met Adrian.
Adrian's a terrific guy, and he and Wendell came up with the idea. Mm-hmm. And Wendell is an inventor and a brilliant product visionary. He's created a number of companies as founder that have gone on to sell to people like Microsoft and to AOL. And he's even he's actually the founder of LiveOps.
LiveOps.
Yeah. LiveOps, which is now employs more independent telemarketing representatives than any other company in the United States.
Wow.
And they're rumored to be on an IPO path.
Huh.
I teamed up with them back in September and really have focused on, building the cloud-based infrastructure that we need to support a number of really useful features for smartphone users, such as the directory that I showed you and the inbound. And we've got some other ones that I'm not going to talk on the record about, but really clever things that you'll just can't wait to get on your phone.
Huh. And this whole thing is it hosted in the public cloud, or are you running your own data center right now?
We're in public cloud. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. We've got a couple of redundant systems to make it match. And we think we have more phone numbers than anybody in the world.
Wow.
And more phone numbers than anybody.
Well, you've obviously tapped into a lot of available databases,
yeah,
too, right? You've licensed databases that you're building into the product, right?
We've licensed databases. We have, by the way, we have a telemarketing database, known telemarketing numbers. So when you see that inbound message coming in, if it's coming in from a telemarketer, you can see that right away.
Love
and,
that.
And you know, did you just notice that there was an opportunity for a custom message that you could create on the bottom, right? So we have somebody I know that
F yourself.
Yeah, that would be one for a telemarketer. You could create one that says "Never call me again." Reference this statute, whatever.
Yeah, right.
We have one gentleman who won't be what we won't name who's recently entered marital bliss, and he has a spouse that calls him, let's put it this way, more than several times a day. So he has a custom message that says, "Hi, honey, I see you called. I can't talk now. I love you. Talk to you at dinner."
There
and he's, I think he must be hitting that thing about 9 times a day.
Otherwise, he'd never get anything done. Well. So tell us about the rest of your team. I see you've got a VP of marketing here.
Yeah.
Is he relatively new then?
Chuck Cashel.
Cashel.
Chuck Cashel, ex-Ogilvy guy, ran Hill Holiday, real marketing savvy guy.
Yeah.
I met him in, of all places, the Twin Cities.
But he's got IBM Prodigy listed here.
Yes. I did not run into Chuck at Prodigy.
Oh, you didn't?
We did not cross paths there, but I ran into him in Minneapolis when I was doing a company that you remember called Net Perceptions.
Surely did he live in Minneapolis?
He lived in Minneapolis with his lovely wife Sherry.
Who was he working for in those days?
I think he was running an ad agency there. I think it was Hill. I forget which one.
Huh.
But really super guy, and he'd been living on the East Coast. And I called him one day just to get his feedback, and he said, "This is a really good idea. But I've been looking around at your website. I think you need my help. Why don't I come out and spend a month with you and see what we can do?" And he hasn't left. So
so he's the guy that's responsible for this nice new website.
Well, actually, yeah, that. And we also work with another group. One of our investors is Reese Jones of Farallon and Smato fame.
Oh.
Reese has been around the Valley for a long time, brilliant inventor, company creator, and he has a group that he works with called Definitive Partners, and they helped us with the naming and some design stuff, and have just been a terrific group to work with.
Yeah, well, it sure is a nice looking logo and new name and everything, and yeah, it's looking great. Well, what else do you want to talk about? Let's see. Where are we going?
Where's the check? You're going to help. You're going to invest in us, right?
Ah, I didn't bring the check. Yeah, well, that's another question. Are you heading to a Series A, or what's the story?
Yeah, we're heading towards a Series A.
Are
we expect in the fall.
To VCs, I'm sure.
We're just starting that process. We've been angel funded so far.
Sure.
And founder funded. So it's been funded by the founders, and then the standard industry insiders in the Valley here: Ron Conway, Scott Bannister, and Scott Weiss of Ironport fame are in the company.
They're
investors.
Ron is that's fantastic.
Yeah. Let's see. There, Matt Simons from Accenture, Ted West, who was the CEO of LookSmart. A lot of people with deep internet, advertising, mobile, telco experience, and call centers with Wendell. And it's pretty solid group of guys.
Well, it sounds, I didn't realize you had that caliber of folks behind it and that many of them. So so maybe you're not all that close to the Series A yet, or what will you do when you get to Series A? I mean, what's the plan?
The milestones to get to Series A is really to make sure that the product and the go-to-market strategy is tuned and working. And before you want to apply a lot of money to the model to try to say, okay, we've got it, you want to make sure that, before you step on the gas, you got to make sure the car is headed in the right direction. And over the summer, really what we're doing is fine-tuning the product, fine-tuning the analytics, our customer acquisition model, that kind of thing. Getting on more platforms. Right now, today, we're just on the Android 2.0. Right. We've got Android 1.5, 1.6 that we'll be out on in the next couple of weeks. We'll follow that with Apple, the iPhone, and then also with a BlackBerry version.
Yep.
And then we'll kind of hold in the platform side for a little while, but that'll get us the base that we need that basically makes any kind of money that we spend on customer acquisition, kind of, we can layer that across a wider base than just right now on Android.
Sure. Now, your team, your technical team, the one fellow I talked to a little earlier is ex-Krugel, I understand.
Anytime you start a new company, Graham, it's sort
of
a little...
You go back to find people you can trust.
There's all these phone calls, and they start up like this. Hey, this is Steve. I'm getting the band back together.
So is there more than one ex-Krugler,
There's a number of people that have helped out at previous companies that I've been at. So we've got some ex-Krugel people. I've got ex-City Search people.
Hmm.
I've had some help from old Visage Mobile people.
Hmm.
I don't think I've had any Big Fix people help me out yet. But when you make starting companies sort of your modus operandi, you end up working with a number of different people over a period of time, and it's always fun to go back and get a chance to work with the people that you like to work with.
Yep.
You also know exactly what people can do.
Exactly. And you know how they work.
Yeah.
And the style and the chemistry works.
Yeah.
And you've probably got some virtual people sprinkled about, or some development teams
beyond
what you have here.
We actually have a full-time development team in China.
Oh, wow.
And they're terrific. We've got 15 full-time people. Two teams divided up, one on the client side and one on the back end operational side. Two managers. They're just great. They all speak English. The two managers are fluent English speakers. Wendell's been over there a couple of times and worked with the team. And we have a picture of them here hanging on the wall, so every time we have a conference call with them, we can see their faces. And they're as much a part of the team, even though they're on the other side of the world, as the people working here. We don't feel like they're sort of like out of sight, out of mind. They really, we talk to them enough that they're there.
Sure.
They're here all the time.
Sure.
We think about them all the time.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I see Wendell is your CTO, and Adrian is handling biz dev.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure as time goes on, who you'll be announcing some interesting partnerships and things.
BD will be taking a much more dumb.
Sure.
Front row here in the next few months.
Sure, yeah. Well, it's fascinating. It's good to see. I think we're coming up
all right.
More than I thought we would. It's okay. Like, you know, we can just go on and on.
No, that's all right. We should give your listeners a break. Let them get back.
Well,
to
yeah.
You might have to go to the bathroom or something.
Yeah, right. Well, it'll be fun to get this posted and to watch PhoneTell. PhoneTell.com. Go check it out. And if you have an Android phone, grab that app on the marketplace. Or the market, I guess they call it, the Android market. And the iPhone app should be coming soon. So we'll have to go grab that. It really is an excellent-looking app, and I can see where it would be an extremely good productivity tool for anyone to have. So, Steve, thanks again.
Thank you, Graham. It's good to see you.
Yeah, we'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.